Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 17. The Reverend Dr. Brian Gauthier is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Reading from Romans chapter 10. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Some things in life are complicated, like calculus, or maintaining a sourdough starter, or assembling IKEA furniture. The gospel, on the other hand, is not. Let us first consider the first and last statements of the appointed reading today from Romans 10. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And, verse 17, faith comes from hearing and hearing through the word of Christ. Paul gets to the heart of Christianity in these two statements, as well as the purpose for the church's mission. Contrary to other worldviews and philosophies, Paul teaches that trust and faith in Christ and his atoning work is what brings salvation. Salvation isn't a matter of transaction with God where a price is set and then a person gets saved by paying the satisfactory amount. Nor is it a matter of achieving some sort of inner peace or feeling where a perceived closeness to God is indicative of his blessing and approval. And it certainly isn't enough to know of Jesus either, as James chapter 2 teaches. Christianity is utterly simple. Believe that Christ, who was crucified for your sins and raised for your justification, that he is your Lord. So Paul asks, how does one believe in Christ? His answer is also utterly simple. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. The gospel is preached, proclaimed, shared, and through the gospel, the Spirit works faith when and where it pleases. This is not complicated, not nearly as complicated as we often make it. Salvation comes by grace through faith in Jesus, through his word. Now, in between these two important statements, verse 9 and verse 17, Paul makes the connection through a series of obvious questions. How will people call on Jesus if they've not believed in him? How can they believe if they've never heard of him? How can they hear if someone isn't preaching? And how can someone preach unless they're sent? The answer to all of these questions is they can't. That's why Christ came, so that people would call on him and believe in him. Christ came to preach because he was sent by the Father to reconcile sinners to the Father. And Paul continued that ministry of preaching Christ crucified because he was sent by the resurrected Jesus to do so. This is why the church calls and sends missionaries into the world. The pattern laid down by Christ, continued by Paul and the apostles, and done throughout the ages, continues today as the Office of International Mission prepares to send a new batch of missionaries out into the world. In fact, this is how the Lutheran Church has done mission since its inception. You might say it's in our DNA. How so? Well, Jesus is conceived and born, conceived by the Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. As the God-man, he suffers, was crucified, died, and was buried to be our sacrifice and reconcile us to God. Article 3 of the Augsburg Confession. Reconciliation then happens not by our own strengths, merits, or works. We are justified for Christ's sake through faith. Article 4. So that people can obtain this justifying work of Christ, the ministry of teaching the gospel and administering the sacraments was instituted through which the Holy Spirit works faith in Christ. Article 5. As a result, faith in Christ brings forth good fruit and good works. Article 6. Therefore, Christians gather together wherever and whenever the gospel is purely taught and sacraments correctly administered. Article 7. We have confidence that the gospel and the sacraments are effective, not because of the one preaching or administering them, but because they are Christ's. And so we gather to receive them in the midst of fellow saints and sinners. Article 8. We have confidence that the gospel and the sacraments are effective. God's grace is offered freely through the waters of holy baptism. Article 9. Christ's true body and blood are present and given in the Lord's Supper when Christians gather around the altar. Article 10. That's the confession of the Evangelical Lutheran Church. Notice how it mirrors Paul's preaching and the action and activity of our Lord Jesus. It's hard to mess that up, but we do. And so will you, dear missionary friends, from time to time. You will sometimes point to yourself, making yourself a bigger deal than you will Jesus, as pride swells up in you. You will occasionally, sadly, refuse to reconcile with those with whom you serve alongside. Because, well, sometimes people are difficult to live with. You will be tempted to doubt Christ's promise in his word and in the sacrament. Repent when you do mess that up. Beg forgiveness from your colleagues and your family when they sin against you. And pray that your work always points to Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins. So be vigilant as you head off to Germany and Romania, down to Tanzania, over to Peru, up to the Dominican Republic, and over to Belize. Do not neglect gathering to hear the preaching of the gospel and to receive Christ's precious sacraments. And as you go, and as you head off, be confident that the one who has called you and sent you goes before you and works through the gospel that you will share and preach, so that many people may hear and believe, and by believing, have life. Many things in life are complicated. Mission is not. That doesn't mean it's easy, it's just not complicated. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. God bless your missionary service. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.
This is a test of the emergency alert system.